trip around, part of my trip
to Roosevelt?
To Roosevelt, yes, upstairs, yeah.
Because that was before the war.
That was just before the war. But then, what an interesting thing is that Mrs. Roosevelt christened the Yorktown.
Right.
So I later simulated the bow of the Yorktown, and at the Washington Navy Yard, she redid it. We have her on film breaking the bottle, but we never used it.
Really?
That's right. She did this for me because she knew I was making a picture about the ship. And we took pictures. They simulated a bow, and I was out in the fleet, and I knew it would be nice to have it. And I had an ensign, and he was making, well, he was just a, he wasn't even an ensign. He was just a photographer, second mate.
Wooten?
Wooten.
Yeah.
And we got him a commission as an ensign. He's the one that helped, really did the development of the gun camera, the work on the gun camera. Mm-hmm. He was a technician. And I said, well, I'll be out in the fleet. Why don't you make the arrangements? We have to do it a week or two ahead of time. You know, you just don't call up and say, can you do it this afternoon to Mrs. Roosevelt? So he called up and made the arrangements, and they said, for a week or 10 days ahead when I would be back from the Yorktown. And he said, she graciously said yes, she would, and the date was set and everything. And this is an enlisted man, imagine, in the Navy Department.
Yeah.
Calling the White House, yeah. Not through official channels or through the captain that is the naval, you know, liaison or anything, just, and called up, and they said, do you want to use, will you furnish transportation, or do you want the White House to furnish the transportation?
Oh my gosh.
And he very smartly said, the White, if you could furnish the transportation, we'd be fine.
Otherwise, it's a cab, huh?
So, that morning, that day, she came in the White House limousine to the Navy Yard, and we had the mock-up set.
You were not there.
And I was there.
You were there this time.
I was there. And it was practically raining.
I'll start serving you
fine.
Oh, wasn't it cold the day of the prison? Of the commission?
Oh, no, this is a year or two later.
I understand that, but wasn't the weather bad on that day, too?
Well, it wasn't ideal.
Yeah.
But this was worse.
Oh.
And I just was, here I am, a Lieutenant J.G., sweating it out.
Yeah,
Here I have the first, she said, it's all right, I'm working on my column, my letters and correspondence. She had a typewriter in the back of the car. She had Malvina Thompson, her secretary, with her in the back of the limousine. And she sat there for 45 minutes, almost an hour, working on her column. Finally, the sun just peeked out, and we had her come down graciously, and she came down, and she crashed the bottle, and I christened the USS Yorktown, and did it for me and the camera. But in the final editing with de Rochemont, it was just too little too late. We started with the commission of the ship going through the Panama Canal.
Where is this footage now?
It's in the Navy Department.
So you just kept coming back and forth between the Pacific and Washington.
Well, one other thing I want to tell you. At another time, the White House annually, under Roosevelt administration, gave a party for all the page boys in the House of Senate and the Congress.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
And one time they were going to have a party, and what would you show them, you know, in a film?
Yeah.
Would you show them the latest Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers picture?
Why not?
Abbott and Costello, or would you try and get something different?
Yeah.
Maybe the latest pictures of the war. Mrs. Malvina Thompson got hold of me and got me to Mrs. Roosevelt on the phone and asked me about a certain date, and I had just gotten back from Tarawa and Kwajalein, and would I kindly bring a Pelleter, I think it was after Pelleter, would I bring some film, just uncut, you know, just, they were having dinner for them, a swimming party, kind of a buffet, and show some pictures. And I, of course, accepted. Remember, I'm just a lieutenant.
Yeah.
And this, the president wasn't there. He was upstairs. And you just know his health wasn't so good.
Right.
And we were in the theater. I had the buffet lunch with Mrs. Roosevelt, mostly younger fellows, you know, page boys. And I just got up and narrated the film. Well, you remember in the film we saw this afternoon, here you got an audience. So I brought some film. Remember the young fellow that was a sailor on the dock going
right.
through the canal? And I said, that's Joe Buddy, one right. of my two boys. It was my assistants, three assistants I had. Wooden, Barnes, and Buddy.
Anyway,
Buddy had, I had him go ashore on the operation at Kwajalein
mm-hmm.
with the soldiers, because I, at that time, thought they're all round things, and we should have some land shots. So, anyway, he got it from the south. They were, this is all just not cut, you know, I mean, it's
yeah.
not edited, and I'm narrating it. There's a scene of a man running by, and he's on flame, you know. They used the flamethrowers, you saw those scenes,
yeah, right.
but in color it was very vivid.
Mm-hmm.
But then they picked up a body on a stretcher. As they picked up the body, the head came off and it rolled right to the camera.
Oh my God.
As if it was... But you know, the page boys laughed.
Oh my God.
And you know, the old saying, there's between comedy and tragedy, there's a very, very fine line.
Mm.
And afterwards, Mrs. Roosevelt asked me why they laughed. Well, I was astounded, as I was stopped as much as anybody. And I had no answer. You know, look, here I am with a very brilliant woman that writes a column and who was the eyes of the president, asking me a very, well, sophisticated scientific question. Would you know that about a month later, she had courtesy enough to have Malvina Thompson write me a note that she signed, that she had checked with a certain psychiatrist in Boston, told him the incident, and this was his explanation. But she was thoughtful enough
yeah.
to write a note must from the
been,
White House.
Must have been triggered, you know.
No, but I mean...
But telling you about it.
But to think that she was writing a column, being the president's wife, a war going on, that
yeah.
she would take the time to sit down and write a letter, you know?
Yeah.
I think people... understand Eleanor Roosevelt more, a lot more now than they did perhaps during the war. You know, there's a lot of antagonism. Remember,
yeah.
even that series on television, you know, Eleanor and Frank, I think explained her.
Oh, she was a
brilliant. You know, yeah, I mean, it explained her the reason she was so independent.
Just
so
a brilliant woman.